Blog Talk Radio.
Of power, the
power that God manifests himself to you. The power that God show you who he is. Yes, he is the great I am. He is the everlasting God. He is the Prince of Peace. He is the Alpha and Omega. He is the beginning and the ending. He is the first and the last. He is the true and the living God. I proclaim to you today that he has not some power. Make no mistake of this. He has not some power, but he has all power in his hand. No matter what you're going through on today, you can believe on God and you can know that he is able to move on your behalf. You can be assured of today that the battle does not belong to you, but the battle belongs unto God. And to know him as your Lord and your Savior is all that you need. To know him, that he abides in you, as the word of God said, if he abide in me and my word abide in you, you can ask what you will, and it shall be done unto you. Listen, I would like to take this opportunity to go before the throne of grace before we get ready to go into the word of God this morning. Our Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you, we praise you, we magnify your name. We thank you, God, for all that you have done, all, God, that you're going to do, God, according to your word. Lord, we thank you this morning that the word of God is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our pathway. And, God, that word have we hid in our heart that we will not sin against thee. Lord, we thank you because you are righteous, because you are merciful, because, God, you give us life, a pathway that we can be able to follow in the right direction, God, that we'll be able to see you and to know you even as we speak, even as we hear your word. So, God, have your way today. God, all over the world, from state to state, city to city, community to community, God, moving the innermost heart, God, of every individual, God, those that under the sound of my voice, God, cause a change, God, to be manifested in their life. God, calls them, Father God, not to be the same, God, no more to say. God, even as they hear your word, God, calls the word of God, God, to be like fire in their bone. God, calls them to know the greatness of thee. Yes, God, they know, God, God, that this is, God, your hour, the hour of power. And, Father, this we will bless and praise your name. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. You are listening to the Hour of Power broadcast with Dr. Mary Smith McCoy, and we want you to take this opportunity to call a neighbor if you haven't already, and a friend, somebody that you know that want to hear the word of God, to know who God is, to be acquainted with him, to be more empowered with him. We want you to call them. If you love them, call them. Tell them that the Hour Power broadcast is on the air. And today we're going to be coming from John, the 10th chapter of John, that's in the New Testament. And I want you to just get ready for the word of God this morning. We're going to talk about the good shepherd. We're going to talk about the shepherd who gives his life, who gave his life for the sheep. The word of God says, beginning at that first verse, it says, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that enters not by the door unto the sheepfold, but climbeth up some other way, the same is a thief and a robber. But he that enters in by the door is a shepherd of the sheep. To him the porter openeth, and the sheep hear his voice, and he calleth his own sheep by name, and leadeth them out. And when he has put forth his own sheep, he goeth before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. And a stranger they not follow. A stranger will they not follow, but will flee from him, for they know not the voice of a stranger. I want to just put an earmark there. I just want to go back a little bit, and I just want you to know that when we look at the Word of God, first we need to know who God is. And when we look at what David said there in the 23rd Psalm, he said, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want." So David had a relationship with Jesus Christ. He knew who he was. I know today that you have heard about Jesus, and I know that you've heard of the things and some of the things that he has done. But what the question is today, is the Lord your shepherd? Do you have that personal relationship with him? Yes, we have heard and we have seen on the network, on the radio, on the television, and maybe you have been out in an area where our President Obama has been speaking. But when you heard and you seen our President Obama speak, do you really know who the president is? Have you spent time with the president? Do you know how he articulates? Do you know how he thinks? Do you know how he downloads? Have you know what he really is on the inside? Yes, when we look at our president, he is the president of the United States of America. And I'm saying to you this day that Jesus is greater than our president. We respect the president and the office that he holds, because he holds the highest office in our nation. So we thank God for President Obama, but yet we have a greater God. We have a greater shepherd than our president. We have a greater one that we should know and know his voice. We should know who his is. So David in here, he knew the one that he was speaking of. Sometimes we make a remark and we give people the impression that we know people in our life, but sometimes we don't really know who that person is. And I'm saying to you today that with confidence, with a surety, David was able to say that the Lord is my shepherd. He is. He is my shepherd. You can't tell me that he is not. He is my shepherd. David the confident said, "I shall not want. There's nothing that I desire and that I need that the shepherd is not there for me, because he is the shepherd." And David went on to say, "He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. God in his life. He knew him as being his personal savior. He knew him as being the shepherd, his shepherd. And he said that I shall not want. He began to talk about even him lying down in the green pasture where the tender grass was, that he may lead me beside the still water, because the sheep, when they are sheep that have to be led, they are sheep that they don't like to hear of rustling of the waters, the rushing of the waters, the things of that sort, because it frightens them. But yet, God said he leads them. David said he leads me beside the still waters. He put it himself as that sheep, and he restored my soul. Sometimes we need to be restored, restored on the inside. Sometimes it may look like it's all right on the outside, but on the inside, we need to be restored, restored from the things of the world, restored from the things that we have gone through. Oh, my God, restored from the abuse of this world. Oh, my God, restored from the affliction and restored from the wilderness. Oh, my God, but God knew that David belongs to him, and David knew that the Lord is and his shepherd, and the Lord restored his soul. I thank God for this 23rd chapter of Psalm. When he said, when we get ready, when we're looking at the Word of God, when we look there at John 10th chapter, he says, "Verily I say unto you, he that entereth in not by the door unto the sheepfold, but climbeth up some other way, the same is a thief and a robber. If you don't enter, if you come to my home and you enter any other way except through the door, if you come and try to get through the window, I will call the officer, the police on you, because you are intruder. You haven't been invited. I don't know you. So therefore, you're coming in as a thief, and you're coming in as a robber." So this is a comparison that God is saying here in this 10th chapter of John. He says, "But he climbeth up some other way, and the same is a thief and a robber." This is what thieves do. This is what robbers do. They don't come if they're a thief. Yes, I do realize that there are people that come and they'll try to break down your door, but yet they are thieves and they are robbers. They are not somebody that's supposed to be coming in, somebody that has been invited in. Their heart is not right. Their mind is not right. They're walking according to their own righteousness, but not the righteousness of God, which is by faith. But here it says in that second verse, "But he that entereth in by the door," Jesus is that door. Jesus is that door, is the shepherd of the sheep. To him that the porter opened, and the sheep hear his voice, and he calleth his own sheep by name and leadeth them out. Oh, what a blessing that is. God, he is, to him, the Lord God is just like, he is that shepherd. He is that porter that openeth the door so the sheep will come in. See, God knows his sheep. God knows those that belong unto him. God knows that those that have said yes to his will and yes to his way. And not just those that have said yes, but those that are obedient, those that are not rebellious, those that are walking according to the righteousness of God. which is by faith. So he, the word of God, tells us to him, the port is open and the sheep hear his voice. If you are a sheep, if you are a sheep, you are to hear the voice of the shepherd. The Lord is, remember, the Lord is my shepherd. If you are a sheep, if you are a believer, the believer is the one that's supposed to be the sheep. If you are a believer, you ought to hear the voice of the shepherd. In the, when we began to look at this in the Near East, even when there were several flocks, imagine this, there could be several flocks of sheep that belong to different shepherds, and they may be all around in one field, but only a shepherd, that only sheep will follow that shepherd. When the shepherd, it could have been several shepherds, but the sheep that belong to that shepherd is the one that he will follow. Do you know Jesus Christ as being your shepherd? Can he call you his sheep? Would you follow him? Would you follow him and hear him as he calls you? And here in that fourth verse, and when he putteth forth his own sheep, he goeth before them. He goeth before them, not the sheep going before the shepherd. He goeth before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. It says, and a stranger will they not follow, but will flee from him, for they know not the voice of a stranger. If it is not the shepherd, if it's not Jesus, why are you following him? What are you doing when you are not following the shepherd? The shepherd is the one that leads into the pathway of righteousness. The shepherd is one that will give and that give and gave his life for the sheep. When a stranger is true, when a stranger calls the sheep that knows his own shepherd will not follow, but the word of God let us know that that shepherd, that sheep, will not follow them, but they will flee, and they know not the voice of a stranger. See, Jesus was speaking a parable. This was a parable that Jesus was speaking unto them that they could understand. And I pray God this morning, as I preach this word, as I teach this word this morning, that you will hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying through the word of God. If you can't say that you are a sheep and you don't have the shepherd that will lead, guide, and direct you, then you're on the wrong pathway. The shepherd careth for the sheep. And here, when they didn't understand and could not understand what he was saying, and Jesus said unto them, let's read that sixth verse. This parable spake Jesus to them, but they understood not what things they were which he spake unto them. And Jesus said unto them, verily, verily, I say unto you, I am the door of the sheep. I am the door. All that ever came before me are thieves and robbers. But the sheep did not hear them. The thieves came, the robbers came, But Jesus is saying, I am the door, and that all that came before this him, they were thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not hear them. He said, I'm the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved. I proclaim to you this morning, if you come in any other way, you will not be saved. If you come in any other way, if you're trying to come through a window, if you're trying to come through another doctrine, I want you to know that you are in error. The Bible let us know that he say, I am the door. I am the door. By me, if any man here, any man is an end, he shall be saved. Come on. In that ninth verse, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved. My God, he shall. Isn't that assurance to let you know that if you come in, at the door, and Jesus is at the door, if the wolf and the hiring, if the wolf and those that are trying to defile you and to destroy you, if the enemy is trying to take your life, if the enemy is trying his best to cause you to think that you are not going to be saved, but if you just know who Jesus is, if you just know the master, if you just know the one that came to seek and to save them that are lost, Jesus said, he made it plain. He said, I am nobody else. He said, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved and shall go in and out and find pastor. And then we remember it when we were reading in that 23rd chapter of Psalm, when David said, the Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not want. So when God's going to lead you in that pathway, all right, that he's going to lead you in that pastor, oh my God, so you'll be able to feed, so you'll be able to be restored, so you'll be revived on the inside. As the Bible says, the thief cometh not but to steal, to kill, and to destroy. He said, I am come that they might have life. God is saying to you, I am coming that you may have life, and that you may have life more abundantly. He said, I'm the good shepherd. See, there are shepherds out there. Make no mistake about that. There are many, many shepherds. But he said, I am the good shepherd. And he said, the good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. He proved it 2,000 years ago when he gave his life. No man took his life, but he gave his life. For the word of God says in John 3:16, he said, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. So therefore, God gave his life for the sheep. God gave his life for the believer. God gave his life for you and for me. Even when we were sinners, when we didn't even know him, God gave his life for us. He gave his life that we could have a right to the tree of life. And let us know that we all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Yes, we've all done things in our life that was not right before God. Yes, before he paid that price for us. Yes, we were sinners, saved but by the grace of God. Yes, we were liars, homemongers, prostitutes. Yes, we did things, fornicators. Yes, we did. But yet God gave his life, drunkards. Yes, everything that you may name, some of us did that. Some of us could say yes. Even if you didn't do any of those things, you had to be born again because we came as sinners. But when we were able to say, Lord, forgive us for our sins to come into our heart and save us, when we made that confession about salvation, then God came in and he made the difference in our life. Oh, what a God, oh, what a shepherd that loved the sheep. I told you that we are the sheep. When we can follow him, when a follow the master, hear his voice, we will not go another way. We will not do anything less than what the shepherd tells and instructs his sheep to do. He say, I am that good shepherd, the good shepherd giving his life for the sheep. In that 12th verse of the 10th chapter of John, but he that is a hireling, not the shepherd, whose own the sheep are not, seeth the wolf coming and leaveth the sheep and fleeth, and the wolf catches them and scatters the sheep. If they were paid to do it, and if they're not really the shepherd, but they were just paid, they just watch it, the sheep, but they're hard. They don't have any compassion. They don't have any love. They haven't know the heart of the sheep. They don't they are not really willing to die for the sheep. And here we see that the word of God telling us that when that hiring, the one that was standing in the gap, that person there that was watched to take care of the sheep, if they're not the shepherd, so they don't have the heart of that shepherd. So when the wolf comes, when the enemy comes, you got to know who your shepherd is. You got to know that the Lord is your shepherd. In a time of distress, in a time of turmoil, you got to know that the Lord is your shepherd. Even in the good times, even in the good, bad times, you got to know that the Lord is your shepherd. And so, therefore, the hiring, that person that was watching the sheep would leave the sheep and would try to protect themselves, and they will not be there for the sheep because he would leave the sheep and he would flee it, and the wolf catches them and scatter the sheep. And that's what it is in a day and a time that people, when they don't have that or know the shepherd, that good shepherd, you know, God have given a pastors to be like that, to undergird and to be that shepherd, you know. And but yet God is our shepherd. But yet we see here that there are shepherds out there that do not care for the lives of the sheep. And when they don't care for the lives of the sheep, then the sheep will be easily stray. They, when the wolf come, when things, situations come in life, when the false prophet come, when the unbelievers, when things come up, and that sheep that don't really have that relationship with Christ, they call sheep, but yet they go astray when they hear another voice. See, we have to know who Christ is. When you are a true sheep, you will follow the shepherd. And the shepherd, I can't express the more that he is our Savior, Jesus Christ. The hiring fleeth because he is a hiring and careth not for the sheep. When you're hired, when you're paid, and you don't have the love of God in you, you don't care. Sometimes you get weary as to if the sheep is not going to follow, they're going to hear what I'm saying, it's not going to stay in line, where you on your own, and you're just going to be out there. But a good shepherd, he may have 100 sheep. He may
going to leave that 99, and he's going to go, and he's going to get that sheep back straight away. And that is how God is. Because he loves the sheep, and he's concerned about the sheep. And that's how it is with a pastor that loves the flock, that loves the sheep, that not going to be satisfied, they're not going to be satisfied until that sheep comes in. So they do all that they can to get that sheep back unto the fold. The word of God says, I am the good shepherd and know my sheep. And I'm known of mine. He says, the Father knoweth me, even so know I the Father. And I lay down my life for the sheep. Yes, he did. He laid down his life for us. Not that we were worthy, because we were certainly unworthy. Not because we were so good, not because we loved God so much, but he loved us so much. Because he loved his people. He loved the sheep. He loved the people. He loved the world. When we say the world, everything that's in the world, he loved the world. He loved it no matter what you did. He loved you. No matter what you did on last night, God loves you. No matter what you were thinking on this morning, God still loves you. He cares so much that he wants you to stay in the fold. And he wants you to be in line and stay in line with him so that the wolf, of that unbeliever, of that person that does not care for the sheep that try to kill and destroy the sheep, he don't want that person. He don't want that thing to happen unto you. So I thank God this morning that we can hear the voice of God. We can hear him saying for us to stay in line with the word of God. God is saying to us to hear his voice. God is saying to us to know his voice. In order to hear him, we're going to have to know him. And in order to be obedient to him, we're going to have to believe him. And we're going to have to spend time with him. And we just can't just be and want him in a time of where we are going through problems and situations in our life, but we need to know the Father before things happen in our life. I'm not saying that God is not going to hear you when you cry unto him, because he does, but I'm saying to you that you ought to have that relationship with him to know that he would never leave you and he would never forsake you. Somebody may feel forsaken this morning. Somebody needs a shepherd this morning. I want you to know that the Lord, he is that great shepherd. He is the one that has continued to say it in this word, that he has given his life for you. Remember John 3:16. God gave his life for you, that you can have a right, that you can be saved, that you can be born again, that you can live this life for him so that you can live again. You know, cattle can be driven. You drive cattle. You know how sometimes they have rawhide and they have all of the cattle they tried to, they continually had to drive. The cattle had to be driven. But you know what? When you have a sheep will be led. All the shepherd had to do is to go before the sheep. God has come before us, and as we are sheep, all we need to do is to follow the shepherd. Can you not just say today that I'm going to follow the shepherd, that I'm not going to go in any other direction, that I'm not going to hear any other voice. I'm not going to hear the voice of a stranger, but I'm going to hear what God is saying to me. You may be saying, Dr. McCoy, how can I hear the voice of God? How can I hear him speaking to me? When we began to think about how God called Samuel, God spoke to him, and God called him by his name. And he thought Eli was calling him. God will show himself to you. You know, God has probably been speaking to you already, but have you heard his voice? Have you heard him speaking to you? God wants you to hear him. You can hear him by giving your life to him. When he said, for you, confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus, believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead. God is speaking to you to know that you are in sin, that you may be a backslider. God is speaking to you. Remember Jonah? He spoke to Jonah, but Jonah was disobedient, and he did not hear. He was disobedient. He heard, but yet he decided to do his own thing. See, we as believers, we as sheep, we have to do what God say do and be led by him. The more time that we spend with him in prayer, reading our word, getting closer to him, knowing him, the more he would show up in our lives. The more that we would have confidence in him. The more that we have faith in him. The more we can rely upon him. But we need to know him. We need to know him through the word of God. So, here today on our power broadcast, can you say that the Lord is my shepherd? If you cannot say that, I would like to lead you to Christ Jesus on today. As I said before, the Lord said, if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus, believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, the word of God said that you shall be saved. Ask God to forgive you for your sins, come into your heart, and save you. And God, he will save you. Our Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, even as I pray this morning on the Hour of Power broadcast, yes, it is our hour. Yes, it is a time for the people to say yes to your will, yes to your way. Lord, many, God, they have gotten sorry for their sin. They have gotten sorry for their transgression. God, they're ready to come into the fold. God, they're ready to give up. God, they're ready to be led by you. God, you said, the ask and it shall be given. We'll ask for the name of Jesus, God, that you forgive them for their sins to come into their heart. And save them right now. Thank you right now, God, for casting their sin into the sea of forgiveness and remember it no more. Thank you, God, for making them new creatures in Christ Jesus. All things pass away. All things become new. Lord, thank you for the salvation of many this morning here on the Hour of Power broadcast. And we thank you, Lord God, for what you have done and what are you going to do to your people on this morning. God, those that are sick, God, let your healing power supernaturally be manifest in their body. This we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. You have been listening to the Hour of Power broadcast with Dr. Mary Smith McCoy. Please tune in on this coming Friday at 9 a.m. as we again proclaim the Hour of Power, the power that's in Jesus Christ, who is our hope of salvation.
Until then, be blessed.